Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. We are deep in it, ladies and gentlemen, deep in it, and it's all Kevin's fault.
What'd I do?
You sent us into Quentin's brain.
Yes. I blame Matthew.
I'm most fine. Of blame, Kevin.
I
feel like there's plenty of blame to go around.
Yeah.
When did I send you guys into Quentin's brain?
Last time.
I'm Critical Hit.
Game, set, match, Vangie. Well, in our defense, she has like 15 years of experience volleying your jokes. I mean,
she knew I was setting it. I gave her a good setup there.
Yeah.
You know, and she spiked it.
Exactly.
I'm like actual volleyball. I'm pretty good at Kevin volleyball.
That's a fine marriage right there, I'm telling you.
So yeah, the crew of the Squeaky Clean, the Team Lizard Brain, are all in Quentin's mind, trying to free him, trying to get to central processing, following the neon light cycle road, trying to eliminate the evil patch that has installed and started taking over Quentin's personality subroutines. So, last time...
Critical Hit.
Critical Hit.
Yeah, I didn't intend that one. Oh, well. you guys went to Quentin's Quacks Comedy Club, and who knows what other
evil
zones
lurks.
You have to go to earn the appropriate passes to make your way to central processing. You are in the bleak neon city streets of part of Quentin's mind, where gravity isn't real, and there's a bunch of these little device organisms that are transmitting data everywhere, and there's definitely a path you can follow that takes you up a stairwell.
Yeah, we'll follow that.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
Is there anything on these little packets that show whether they're good packets or bad packets?
No, but every now and again, one of the spheres drops the box, and then everybody around them freaks out and does 10 times as much work.
Drop packet.
Yeah, that's right. There's like, is down up? Do we know anything? Who knows? but no, they don't seem to have intrinsic value, but they, except to the little spheres that are by and large responsible for carrying them, but those treat it as, you know, they'll defend them to their life. Do you stop and talk to one of these things?
Sure.
Yeah.
You encounter several of them, like lots of them along the way. Hello.
Hey, what you got there?
Oh, this is my datum.
Oh, what is it?
Well, could be many things. It's in a quantum state.
Oh, can I hold it?
No, this is my datum. Until I change it and get something else.
Oh,
can I see it?
Sure. And it holds it up.
It's just a box, though?
It changes color.
I'll try to read it. Actually, scratch that. I'll put a hand on Bob's head, and then I'll try to read it.
You definitely needed to... It's in many different possible binary states, so it's holding a lot of possible information. It is technically a single piece of data, it just holds a bunch of information in a compact way that seems to be being transmitted by these little things.
Oh.
Where are your datum? Data.
Actually, we're just escorting that, and I'll point at Amu. He's just like a billion data.
Ooh.
Pilot program, you know how it is.
Ooh.
Hello. Organic computing. They say it's the future.
Did you guys see an update come through here a while ago?
Oh, I haven't made it to central processing yet.
Hmm.
Yeah, you might want to wait for a bit.
Yeah, you take your time, little guy.
Oh, I just follow instructions.
Okay.
I'm a mechanical organism designed for reason and operations neurotransmitter.
Like you've been a since they're trying to like put together the acronym.
I'm a Modron.
Oh, right. Well, good
pretty
for
sure
you.
That's a copyright Lee. System from a different game, but that's okay.
Hash FF0000.
Be careful how you pronounce it, I guess.
All right. Let's Yeah, let's try to find another node.
Good luck with your special datum. It looks weird.
We know. Are we still on the light cycles or are we hoofing it?
No, you're hoofing it. Now you're going through stairways that don't make any sense.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, you momentarily get trapped where it's, you can go up and up the same stairway infinitely. So right. You have to find a way off of it. So yeah, how do you traverse this place? Because there's lots of little traps like that.
Hover casual.
Hash
FF0000.
It seems like there are lights that try to guide you a little bit, but again, like I said, it's easy to get lost or trapped or not go where you think you're going.
Hash 880808.
Is there like a pathing subroutine you can use?
As much as he can help, I don't know that we can fully rely on Quentin right now. I think
hash AA4A44.
Yeah, he's really in his own head right now.
I feel like he's trying to tell us something.
Hash D22B2B.
Bob, is that like a color or something?
He's just telling us colors.
Hash FF0000.
Well, then maybe we need to like follow a color pattern.
Oh.
Like only walk on the blue ones or something.
All right, Bob, which one should we go to?
Which one, Quentin?
Hash FF0000.
The red ones.
All right. So you start taking the red paths?
Yes.
All right. And yeah, you're able, the path keeps changing. So even if you're like on the same path for a while, you note that the colors will change along with it. So when it changes from red to green, for instance, you have to stop, which is backwards, but whatever. And then you have to find wherever the red path is and jump to that. Unfortunately, when you do that, you realize jumping is quite easy here when you stop and think about it. It's as hard as you make it. So if you think you're bad at jumping, you probably are bad at jumping here. But if you don't think about it very much, like Quentin seems to have no problem just leaping from place to place.
0110010.
Okay. What are you saying? Because they've translated it, so.
I'm just talking now.
Quentin, obviously, as Hecubina pointed out, does seem to be a bit on the fritz.
Yeah.
I mean, more so than normal.
Right.
Hey.
I
gave you a whole episode.
Is that something that we can like fix with this manifestation of Quentin, or is that just like a symptom of a? I'll put my hands on Quentin and like shake him around and see if anything's rattling in there.
Blow on the cartridge.
Yeah.
A penny falls out.
No, a peanut falls out.
Why don't you go ahead and make your choice of a... Oh, I don't know. What check do you think?
Which one are you best at?
Well, that's
most appropriate.
If I can make it a sense motive check.
Sure. That's going to more like tell you information than necessarily make him feel better, but yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out like, do things we do to this Quentin like affect him, or is this just like, do we just have to deal with it
nothing matters here. You can do whatever you want to him. Okay. I'm just kidding. Make your sense motive roll.
20. Unnaturally 20.
Okay. Yeah, so you think that he definitely seems better when he's interacting with you guys regularly than if you were to leave him alone.
Right. So, if we walk for a while without talking, he gets worse.
Yes.
Okay.
And he, you know, maybe getting him into thinking like his old self and just like the regular rhythms of, say, the ship are helping him somewhat. But obviously, whatever is ailing him goes a lot deeper than that. And he seems to be literally like, if you didn't have this other information going around, you'd say that he's experiencing some sort of psychotic break.
Okay, I will convey that to everyone else. Be like, hey guys, I think Quentin gets worse if we don't talk to him, or if he, like, he gets better if we get him back in the zone of when things were normal, you know, normal for us. So we gotta at least take turns talking to him and probably talking to him about the good times. I'll go first, but you know, somebody can tag in later. And
a song that reminds him of the good times.
I in fact recall a thing when we were at a bar and we were singing While We're Winning.
Load, setup, default, labor force 5-5-3. I get knocked down.
Yep.
But I get up again.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Remember how we didn't know the lyrics and we thought they were saying I get knocked down by a Blargophant?
By a Snuffleupagus.
Yeah. By a Blargophant?
Yep.
Yep. Then I have to reset the BIOS. Press F10 save. That actually helps. I hate that band.
I mean, that's fair.
You know who's really annoying? The Eagles.
Then, you know, a random eagle flies by and was like, hey. Oh.
Why didn't you just take them to Mordor? Why? You were right there.
Let's get this ship back on the road. So
I think that's the problem.
If ever there was a metaphor for critical hit, that's it.
You know, we're going to just Fitzcarraldo that sucker right over the mountain. It's going to be
my
awesome.
My other favorite one is critical hit. They're not the brightest, or they're not the sharpest bulbs in the barrel.
Right. We may be easily distracted and not very good at this.
Perfect.
Yep. Yeah. Print it.
All right. After spending a little bit of time with Quentin and talking to him and chatting about whatever it is that you guys choose to, you approach as you're getting out of the Escher painting zone of or Escher drawing, whatever. Mimeogram? I don't know what Escher doesn't paint. Anyway, Quentin's mind, you come to a platform, and sure enough, this platform, actually, it's a galactic starship carrier, but an older design, maybe like 40 years old or thereabouts.
What's this, Quentin?
I'm not sure. Understanding my programming, more than likely, we'll be dealing with three levels, visceral, behavioral, and reflective, each of which may require its own code.
There's a bunch of starfighters that like fly off of this big platform. And go zipping off into the darkened neon mindscape, off in random other directions. Sometimes there are the little spheres with data boxes carrying that their information somewhere else on them.
There's definitely background music here.
And wait a minute, up ahead, as you continue following the yellow lights, or the red lights, sorry.
Red light.
There's a bunch of these more multifaceted ones. The two boxes, except the two boxes are perched on top of, they have a really weird body structure. They have like kind of these two box heads. And then unlike all the rest of them, they seem to be kind of, I guess you'd say piloting, giant humanoid, bodies. Kind of like they're riding around in giant human suits. They're like, 6 feet tall, depending on the exact type of humanoid. But there's one thing that all of these humanoids have in common. They are all super ripped and shirtless, and they're all playing a net sport together.
Visceral.
Hey guys, welcome to Lunar Ace Fighter School. And one of them approaches you, Vangie, and just walks right up to you and like flexes their giant pecs and stares you down.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you want to play?
Sure.
You want to play? You want to go?
What are we playing?
I was born to go.
Okay.
All right, then. I'm Loner. That's Zoomer. That's Joker. That's Rattler. That's Sun Elk. That's Gosling.
Nice to meet you. I'm Vangie. So which of you is the top flyer?
That's what we're here to find out.
This place is better than the comedy club. Let's do it.
How do I get a holographic manly man body?
You have to play.
Well, you think I can't play?
I don't know.
You kind of
look like a giant ball to me.
Oh, hi. Well, allow me to retort. I am Judo Aikido Karate Battle Unit Real Time Opponent Neutralization. But you can call me Jack Burton.
I think we've entered the wish fulfillment section of his brain.
I mean, it could be worse in here.
Yeah.
You want to step to me?
Definitely.
You want to step to the streets? You want to step over me to the streets? You think you're bad? You ain't bad.
Are these guys like a single team or have they been playing each other?
They were playing each other, but now they're a single team.
Okay. How many players per team?
There's six of them.
Huh?
Hey, there's six of us.
That's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
No. No.
I was hoping to feel the team that would actually be good at this.
Hey, Bucky. What'd you say your name was? What'd you say your name was?
Loner.
Talking to me.
What'd you say your name was? Are you looking at me? What'd you say your name was?
I slapped Quentin.
Yeah, how do you like them apples? Let's play some ball.
We're going to play Moops ball. We're going to play Moops ball, and we're going to crush you. We're going to crush you. We're going to crush every atom of your being, and we're going to use that power to power the city that we build on the ruins.
Quentin, what are the rules for this game?
Moops ball? You crush them. All right. So here's the thing. They're going to be trying to beat us, but we're going to beat them.
How do we beat them?
Great.
I'll tell you how we beat them. What you got to do, Amu, you got to channel. You got to ride into the risky realm. You got to ride.
Like our text prompt, but presumably we were using to feed Amu stuff.
To the risky realm.
Now.
And I'll just write like, is this Moops ball?
Moops
like ball. Basically, I'll try to write out a query for the rules for Moops ball or whatever.
Is this volleyball? Is it dodgeball?
? Moops ball.
It seems to be a combination of sports you might be familiar with, like pyramid ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really good at that.
Yeah. There's an aspect of team wrestling with knives in there.
It definitely, it's not as simple as volleyball. The rules don't make a whole lot of sense. You can, but you do have to score on the other team, of course.
Sure.
All right.
In the risky realm.
So
remember, boys, no points for second place. Okay. We're at first or you're last.
Second place is first loser. And guess who's the second loser? It's Quentin. You.
Quentin. I've got a thought. These guys.
Okay.
They're all swole, which means they're not team players. We are going to be really bad at this, but we can at least be team players.
They ain't nothing. It's time. It's time.
I hear what you're saying, Vangy.
Dreaming takes us nowhere. It's time to play.
I'll try to get us coordinated.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Get our bodies working overtime.
I'll download the instructions. I'll download the instructions to Moops Ball into my system.
Bob, while you're doing that, see if you can find any, like...
Whoa, I can play Moops Ball.
Yeah, see if you can find any, like, Sicilian defense-type gambits that we can do.
Hecubino?
Yeah.
All of these guys think that they're the alpha male.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can use that against them because you can only have one alpha male.
Yeah, I think that's what Bangy was saying.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I was too busy downloading Moops Ball instructions.
No. That's all right. Great minds. I'm gonna try to keep everybody on our team like working together. And since I know, like, I'm not gonna hit them. I'm definitely not gonna hit them with like the fact that they're actually probably as physical adept as they want to be here, because that's just gonna confuse a lot of them. It's like it's gonna make Skritik way too strong, and it's gonna actually reduce Vangy's strength, because you know she's not always like, don't always has 100% the best self image. So I'm not gonna tell him that, but I'm gonna keep it in my pocket for now.
Yeah. Whereas Vangy thinks that she's actually gonna just be very good at this, so she's gonna try to like put herself in like, you know, her strategy is going to be to not try to like get too much in everyone's business, but just to like put herself in the position to take the most hits when possible.
Yeah.
All right.
Bangy's on blocks.
So this is a sport, correct?
Oh boy. Yes.
The sport.
Yeah.
It is a sport.
Okay. Amu's going to crawl, pull themselves out of their shell.
Oh God. Please get swole.
Yeah. 100%. Amu's probably the second strongest person in the party.
Yeah.
Like, naturally. If it holds in your back pocket, incredible.
Amu's going to basically make the colony shape, the humanoid colony shape, in that like massive bodybuilder triangle.
Like John Cena made of scallops. Like,
looking at Vengi. This, right?
That'll do.
Cock your eyebrow. Cock your eyebrow.
Grow an eyebrow, then cock it.
Ah. Amu does exactly that.
Okay. Yeah.
Literally grows the coral eyebrow.
Now we smell what you're cooking.
Yeah, I think it's seafood.
Usually.
All right. I will assign positions.
What positions do you assign?
Yeah, so assuming that this is sort of like volleyball, I'll have Amu and Vangy up front because they're probably going to be the best ones at blocking. And then I'll have Quentin right in the center, right?
Challenger position, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll have Bob and Skritik like catching junk out the side, and then I'll be in the very back.
Yeah, you'll be in the back in what we call harbinger position.
Yep, yep.
And then Vanky and Amu are going to be up front. They're going to be the titans.
Yep.
That's how you play.
Do we need to be taller?
Well, you don't want to be the moth around their fire, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What?
Are you guys ready? You can do this, Amu.
Okay.
Yeah, we're ready. Let's go.
All right. Talk to me, Gosling. And they serve and spike the ball, trying to hit, let's say, Bob in the face.
Athletics check. Swang, bang, 14.
Oh, 14. Not good enough. They score a clean point, and they loner shoots the guns at Gosling. All you, Gosling.
Hey, that was really good, Gosling. I can tell you're the best one on the team. Great job.
Then Loner turns to you and goes, I am dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, but and, Gosling is clearly the better person on the team. Good job, Gosling. Let's see if you can do that again, man.
All right. So they set up and spike it in your guys' general direction. What do you do? Who receives this one?
Amu will jump up and I stab it.
That happens.
Okay, so critic, what kind of check would you like to make?
An attack roll.
Attack roll? All right. Ooh, hey, that's pretty good. Yeah, you can you stab it. Which it just spins in place and you go tumbling down. You basically fall to the ground. The ball is still floating, though. You guys haven't lost the point yet, but it is about to hit the ground. It seems like the thing is impervious to attacks.
To know. Hit it over, Amu.
We just need to hit it some more.
Amu, reach out and smack it.
With
athletics.
So as you do that, your move is too similar to what Bob just tried. And it seems like the whole system glitches for a moment, and then the ball hits the ground, and you guys have lost another point.
Or Kensington's rules of volleyball.
Time out, huddle. Yeah. So I'll make sure everybody is aware of that. Looks like we are going to have to bring the Raz and also the Mataz.
We feel the necessity for excessive velocity. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We have a dint to go and sprint.
Someone who's less
what you're
athletic.
Saying is we need to change things up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. We can do that.
All right.
Who is the one that served that one?
That was Loner. So Loner and Gosling.
Loner, I mean, that was pretty good. I still think Gosling did a better job on the last one, but you keep working on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He glares at you and glares at Gosling. Why don't you go ahead and make I don't know, a bluff or intimidate check? Bluff.
Let's see, where's my bluff? Let's see how good this works. Hey, a 3!
Nice.
I mean, not a botch.
Yeah.
I mean, I rolled a 2.
Not a botch. That's what we could call that. Zoomer goes, it's time to buzz the tower, and it comes at the tallest member of the group, which I believe is Vangy.
That it is. But people kept using athletics, which is by far my best skill. this is out there, so feel free to tell me if this is not going to work at all. I'd like to use maybe engineering just to basically like come up with a juking way to like engineering as it relates to like almost like physics to like just bounce it to give an assist to someone else.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I was going to do physical science to do that.
Spike me.
So engineering will require some sort of tool. Otherwise, it would be physical science. Like, so, yep. But you could use a tool.
I could be a tool.
I like this idea. Spike me. She will grab Quentin, who's in the center, and just like use him to bounce him against the ball.
Yeah, Quentin is quite the tool.
One episode, Kevin. You got one whole episode.
I have one whole plot arc, it seems. Banky, why don't you make an engineering check? And we'll go ahead and give you a +2 bonus because we're definitely going Quentin as an automatic assist there.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I have a 22.
Hey, that succeeds. And it smacks Zoomer back in the face. Totally wasn't expecting that. It's like, and you know, Loner's like, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? Yelling at Zoomer.
Zoomer in the game.
Way to go, Zoomer. Yeah. She listened to your captain.
Hey, you're right, Bob. I think Zoomer's much less good than Gosling.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I mean, Gosling is the tops.
It's like he's moving in slow motion.
Yeah, all right. They're glistening bodies all in the sunlight.
Rattler's going to serve it to you guys. Actually, no, it's your serve.
Yeah, it's our serve. I'll serve it.
All right. Then, are you targeting anyone in particular when you serve?
Yeah. Who have these guys been picking on? Zoomer?
So, they just picked on Zoomer.
Yep. So, I'll send it in his general direction. But really what I'm going to do is have a really so-so wonky serve that is clearly out of bounds. And then I'm going to move the bounds so that it's actually in. Like, the important thing is that I'm going to change the dimensions of the court.
Awesome. And how are you changing the dimensions?
Magic?
Through your mind powers?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see. If there was a... I would certainly allow mysticism for that.
Yeah, I can do mysticism.
Oh, boom!
Yeah, well, not 20, but a 33 all.
Yeah, you have perfect control over the court temporarily as you realize it's like, yeah, I'm a psychic in mind combat. So what do you make it do?
Yeah, so basically, you know, if you have played volleyball, you know, teams won't dive for something that's like clearly going to be out of bounds, right? So I'll hit it too far to the left or wherever Zoomer is, and then I'll basically, once I hit it, Hecubino will like bring his hands together and then spread them out, like just so that he's like in a just has his arms in like a T pose, and as he does that, their side of the court is also going to stretch in that direction, just like the bounds of the court. So it will land in what would have been Zoomer's area, but what reasonably is now like a, you know, like a 20-foot by 20-foot area that he would have had to cover that is not even exactly where he was at.
Yeah, the special effects are definitely some Quentinception stuff.
Yeah.
It completely works. They are irate. So you can also give me your choice of a bluff or intimidate check.
I'm good at those. Let's go with bluff. 32.
Ooh, yeah. You can sow some discord based off of targeting Zoomer on this, especially if you want to toss in a barb or direct it in some way.
Yeah, I'll say, oh, man, yeah, tough break, guys, especially since you had to, ascend your towel boy over there?
Ooh, snap.
That's right.
Top blaster.
Lunar Ace Fighter.
Yeah.
And then side five, and then back around the back.
Get out of here, Zoomer.
Quentin is all five.
We'll five-man this. So they legitimately kick Zoomer off the team.
So nice. Now we have numerical advantage.
Yes.
And it is your serve again, but it can't be Hecubino's serve.
Ooh, right.
Ooh. I think I got this.
I've got one.
Okay.
Who hasn't gone?
None of us?
Matthew hasn't actually rolled.
That's true.
You attacked the ball, Brian.
I forgot.
Brian attacked the ball. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Can I serve with an intimidate check?
Absolutely.
Because I'm good at that. So here's
just have to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah. Quentin's going to step up and the big glistening Quentin with the long hair and the beard. Kind of.
Oh, just how I always imagined Quentin. What?
Yeah. You know, surrounding a small sphere of quadratitanium. Actually, can I make it a bluff check instead? Because that sounds even creepier.
Nah.
Intimidate works more for, it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to deceive them, bluff.
I'm trying to feint one direction. So it looks like I'm clearly about to serve with one of my left arms. By the way, I have several arms. But in actuality, that is going to be a purely holographic arm, and it's going to go right through it. And then my other right arm is going to wrap all the way back around and smack it over to the other side to where Zoomer should be, but they're five-manning it. So I'm going to bluff. And to distract them, I'm also going to use one of my left arms to throw a toothpick. And I'm going to say, score another one for the defective sphere.
All right. Great. Go ahead and make your bluff check.
23. Hey,
that is good enough. Gosling goes down trying like you fake everybody out, and Gosling goes down and doesn't get back up, and Loner's like, talk to me, Gosling. Talk to me, Gosling, and shakes the body, and then they're like, and throw the body out of the ring, and they're down to four.
I wanted to kill Gosling.
We got two words for you. Close parentheses.
All right. Their serve. And Rattler turns and looks at you guys and goes, this is what I call a target-rich environment. And we'll, let's see here. Serve it to, has everybody gone? Yeah. Amu hasn't gone.
Everybody has.
That's
a role.
How we learn the glitch in the system rules.
Yep. Then it's back to Bob.
You're hitting it towards me, or am I serving? I'm serving it.
No, I'm hitting it. They're hitting it towards you.
Oh, okay. Well, then, using my
serve switches according to like ping pong rules.
Okay. Then as the ball is coming to me, I'm going to use probably my piloting skills, because I know how to weave around objects that are in my path. And so I'm going to strike the ball just right so that it spins around the big guy over there and just curves right around his outstretched arms.
Nice. I'll allow it.
27.
They are all momentarily stunned. It's like, he is the loner ace fighter
master. Bob Newman? More like Bob Bestman.
Oh no, I could never take that title. That's like only for our best people.
Nah, bro. You're money. You don't even know.
If somebody was getting married, you'd like keep track of the ring and stuff.
Oh, sure.
You are so credits.
That seems to have earned even Maverick's respect, and he kind of nods to you across the net. It's like, you could be my wingman anytime.
Oh, okay, yeah. Or maybe you could be my wingman.
No.
fair enough. By the way, the ball's right there. You might want to pick it up.
Sure.
Because we've proven ourselves to be good enough to move on.
All right. And it looks like several of you have a blue armband on, specifically Bob and Hecubino and Quentin and Vangi.
Hmm.
But not Amu or Skritik.
They didn't score a point.
All right, well, let's team up and help them finish this.
Yeah, you guys can assist for what it's worth if you come up with a way that makes sense. Yeah. Is it my serve?
I think so.
Keep track. I think it's my serve. Then I will certainly serve it to one of the two of you. Let's say 1, 2, 3 is Skritik. It is Skritik.
All right. Well, I'm going to leap in the air to spike it back, but instead of spiking the ball, I'm going to try to quickly swipe it and power drive a grenade over on the other side. The sleight of hand?
Sleight of hand. I like that. Sure.
Nice.
Oh. Well, I think the first one was in that one. Yep. Darn it.
Mm. Yep.
Let me talk about that.
Never mind. Cover.
Yeah. he pulls it off, except the grenade goes towards you guys, and he has to, like, you know, he drops the ball. And so it explodes in a blast of sand everywhere.
Good hustle. Have you guys ever seen, like, you know, you guys have seen, like, volleyball games in the Olympics? Like, the teams, like, always, regardless of what happened, like, yeah, all come together and, like, either, like, do one clap or do some, like, quick fives or whatever.
Good game.
Just, like, real quick. It's like, good hustle.
You got this, Amu.
So it is our Amu. Serve.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to do the whole physical science thing we discussed earlier of pinpointing exactly how hard to hit it and where to put it.
Hecubino, why don't you give me a quick diplomacy check?
17. Yeah.
Good enough to assist. Your good hustle does inspire Amu. So, Amu, you get a +2 bonus when you're making your physical science check.
Wonderful.
32.
Awesome. Want to describe that?
Yeah, Amu will stand in the back for a little bit, just kind of look, wait for them to... Basically, they're calculating out, and right as the other guys are starting to get agitated about it, the ball pops up. Amu's arm just reaches up to hit it, like stretches out extra coral growth, slams it right in front of the first one as he turns to mock Amu to the other team.
Nice. The first one being Maverick?
Is going to talk first.
Excuse me.
Loner. It's okay.
Totally not Maverick.
It's not our first Freudian slip tonight, and it probably won't be our last.
Yeah, sure. The first one being Maverick, then.
No.
Loner.
Kermit. Misanthrope.
Cow that got away from the herd.
Recluse.
All right. So, your bizarre configuration of physics. And by the way, this thing has, like, configurable density, and you can, like, control it really well. When you hit it, so it actually responds quite well to that this weird little ball, and Loner is out, leaving just Sun Elk and Joker and Rattler.
Sun Elk,
yeah,
Sun
Elk. Yeah, Sun Elk, oh.
Sun Elk,
yeah, oh, mm. Somebody gets it. Skritik, I think that makes it your serve.
All right, Skritik. Yeah. All right, you're thinking about this too literally, okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't wanna let the cat out of the bag, you know, so to speak. But you've got some room to play here. Don't think about it too much like you're just trying to get this ball over the other side. Like, be yourself, express yourself.
All right. So I'll throw the ball in the air. Can I use acrobatics to, like, run up Vangi, jump off, and do, like, a spinning kick to drill it into the opposing side?
Vangi would happily, like, assist, basically, like, get him into, like, fastball special.
Heck yeah. Oh, nice. Well, in that case, we're going to do a, we'll say that you're both assisting, so you get a +4 to the check.
Okay. The flat roll, 29 plus 4, so 33.
Oh, yeah. So why don't you, yeah, describe how that wins the final point.
Okay, so, yep, I basically just launch the ball in the air as high as it goes. And when I do that, I pretty much immediately just start running towards Vangie, who has her hands steepled in front of her as I jump in. And then she flings me up and I kind of somersault back towards the ball right when it's making its apex. And yeah, do a spinning kick, and it just, in a flash, is like in a smoking crater on the opposite side before they can even respond.
Yeah. Oh, Vangie, now you have to catch him.
Ah! Oh, gotcha!
Thank you!
I'm cradling him.
Wonderful.
You can put me down now.
All right. I guess you guys really are loner ace fighters. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, what you said.
Yeah, that
it wasn't
fun.
Your skills. It was your attitude.
And the red lights lead you to one of the starfighter jets.
All right.
Do we all climb in?
Yeah.
You can all fit.
Nice.
There's only one pilot space. But sure. Fortunately, Bob, you certainly know this model.
Yeah. This is CF 2016 something. Tomahawk.
You can bullseye a womp rat with this thing.
Yeah, it's a 40-year-old model, but, you know, still works.
I mean, you know, I'll take off. I'll push the start button.
All right. And as you guys fly off into the nightscape of Quentin's mind, there's a little music in the background. Right into the risky realm.
Oh, I thought I was going to lean out the window and look around and say, man, this view really takes my breath away.
Turnpike to the risky realm.
All right, that wraps it up for this installment of Critical Hit. Thank you so much, everybody, for downloading and checking us out this week. Don't forget, you can listen to the next episode right now over at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Check out character sheets and a whole lot more. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Here, if we're in Quentin's mind, it's okay for it to just be nonstop references, right?
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.